what is it like to be a woman competing and surviving in a field that is dominated by male athletes? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews a novel and a memoir that take us deep into the world of women and sport. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. Headshot by Lisa Bullwinkle takes place over one hot July weekend at Bob's Boxing Palace in Reno, Nevada, as eight teenage girl boxers fight to the finish. The first page is a poster for the 12th annual Women's 18 and Under Boxing Cup, listing first-round pairings and names that will become incantations as this unusual and striking novel unfolds. Artemis Victor versus Andy Taylor. Kate Heffer versus Rachel Dorico. Iggy Lang versus Izzy Lang. Rose Mueller versus Tanya Maw. As the Kirkus Reviewer pointed out, each match unfolds both in the physicality of the dusty ring and in the consciousness of the fighters, their coaches, parents, and other spectators in the tiny audience. There's not a single line of dialogue in the book, rather a hypnotically intense, muscular, God's-eye narrative voice that describes the hits and misses of each round and plumbs the backstories of each boxer. One is haunted by a terrible experience as a lifeguard. One has developed a weird hat philosophy based on a rotting coonskin hat. One calms herself by reciting the digits of pi. Two are cousins, known as prodigies in their small hometown. The girls' bodies are evoked just as memorably. One has a purple stain on her lip that has shaped her experiences since infancy. One has legs that look like bundles of dry pasta covered in skin. One has looped braids sticking out of her headgear, making droopy circles on her back. For each of them, Bullwinkle also conjures a life ahead, and these brilliantly imagined future selves accumulate as well. With the inherent momentum of a sports novel, in surprisingly original, muscular language, Headshot evokes the fire and fury of teenage girlhood. Really unusual and well worth your time. Speaking of fire and fury, Coming Home, Brittany Griner's memoir of her harrowing and insane ordeal in the Russian prison system, is an intense nail-biter, even if we already know how her story turns out. Griner and her talented co-writer, Michelle Burford, bring every part of the WNBA baller's nightmare vividly to life. From the hasty packing that left two nearly empty cannabis vape cartridges in a zippered compartment of her duffel, to the terrors of the spinning blade in the fabric-cutting workshop at the prison camp, where she spent a gulag winter in damp clothes and frozen dreadlocks. I listened to the book in audio, which I strongly recommend. The remarkably deep-voiced Griner, she mentions her voice as one of the many things she has been bullied for in her life, along with her height, her flat chest, her race, and her sexual orientation. She reads the introduction, epilogue, and acknowledgments herself. Professional golfer Andea Winslow does a bravura job with the rest. It's so infuriating to learn of the hate mail Griner has received since her release, and moving to hear her read the names and tell the stories of other hostages currently imprisoned around the world, including the Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich and the security executive and Marine Paul Whelan. The descriptions of how cold it was in that prison camp are oddly restorative on a 100-degree summer day.
The books are Headshot by Rita Bullwinkle and Coming Home by Brittany Griner. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.